好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天所讲的信息呢，是《使徒行传》十四章和《哥林多后书》一章八到十一节。
Today, our message is focused on the Second Corinthians chapter 1 and Acts chapter 14.
在这一章呢，讲到保罗第一次的宣教的开始啊。
In Acts 14, it talks about the beginning of Paul's mission trip.
那保罗和巴拿巴就到了当时的亚细亚，就是今天的土耳其一带啊。
It recorded the experience of Paul and Barnabas. They were traveling in Asia Minor, as the nowadays Turkey.
在这次宣教的过程中，他们就遇到了很多的阻碍。
During this mission trip, they had a lot of difficulties.
他们来到的阻碍呢，主要是从那些不信主的犹太人给他们带来的。
Most of these trouble came from those Jews who are not believers.
这些人呢，对他们有很多这种迫害，给了他们很大的压力。
They had a lot of persecution and pressure on these brothers.
那保罗和巴拿巴是如何面对这些挑战，处理这些压力呢？
So how did Paul and Barnabas deal with this?
在其中，然后还继续能够宣教呢？
And they will, how did they overcome this pressure and continue their mission?
他们的经历对我们的今天，不论是宣教，还是侍奉，还是生活，都有很多的启示。
So their experience give us a lot of revelation to our daily life, whether our mission or our work and nowadays.
因为今天时间的缘故呢，我们就不把整个十四章念一遍了。
So because of the time limit, we're not reading the entire chapter 14.
我通过一个地图跟大家很快地讲一下他们宣教的经历。
So I'll just show you through this map what their experiences was.
这个地图呢，就是他们第一次宣教的旅程。
So this map shows Paul's first mission trip.
在右上角你可以看到安提阿这个城市啊。
In the top right, you will see Antioch.
他们从安提阿一直到了塞浦路斯这个岛。
That's where they started their mission and then went to Cyprus.
然后呢，他们往北走，就走到了今天的土耳其这个地方啊，大陆。
From Cyprus, they went up to north and reached Turkey.
然后他们到了上面一个城市叫做以哥念。
And they reached a city called Iconium.
在这里呢，他们带了很多人信主。
They led a lot of people to Lord in that city.
但当地的这些犹太人对他们很多的迫害，用石头来打他们。
And yet the Jews in that city persecuted them. They stoned them.
然后他们就逃离了以哥念。
So they fled from Iconium.
逃到了路斯德和特庇这两个地方啊。
And they went to Lystra and Derbe.
他们在这里呢，继续来传福音。
They continued preaching gospel there.
然后他们在这里还治好了一个生来瘸腿的人。
And there they healed a person who was born lame.
但是以哥念的这些犹太人呢，就跟到了这两个城市。然后呢，继续挑唆当地的人来迫害他们。
And yet those Jews from Iconium followed Paul and Barnabas to these two cities and continued to incite people against them.
他们还是用石头来打他们，差点把他们打死了。
And again, they tried to stone them to an extent that they were almost dead.
之后呢，然后保罗和巴拿巴也继续宣教。
And after that, Paul and Barnabas continued their mission.
他们继续在这三个地区宣教
，and then stayed in those three cities.
而且他们在这三个地区呢，建立了一个非常强的一个牧养的团队。
And they set up a pastor, a team that leads the churches there.
所以在这样一个宣教的过程中，我们可以看到他们遭受了很多的这种逼迫。
So we can see that in this mission journey that they had a lot of persecution.
两次被攻击，一次差点被打死。
And twice they were attacked, and one time they were almost killed.
但是他们非常有信心，他们对其他门徒仍然说：“我们进入神的国，必须要经历许多艰难。”
And they were very faithful, and they encouraged the others that said, "We enter God's kingdom through these difficulties."
就确实如他们所说，他们在以后的宣教过程中经历了更多的磨难。
And yet, it just says what he said, that they experienced even more tribulation during their later mission trip.
他们在以弗所的时候呢，曾经被满城的人攻击啊。
And when they were in Ephesus, they were attacked by the whole city.
他们曾经与野兽作战。
And they fought with beasts.
然后多次被下监牢，也多次被鞭打。
And there were many times they were put into prison and whipped.
很多次都冒着生命的危险。
A lot of time their lives were were in danger.
那我们有时候就会想，他们是怎样面对这些危险的呢？
So a lot of time we would think, how did they deal with these dangerous situations?
他们怎么解读他们在宣教这个过程中，为主侍奉中所遭遇的这些磨难呢？
And how would they explain what they experience this tribulation?
在哥林多后书十三章，保罗对他所受到的磨难呢，有这样一个解读，我们大家一起来读一下。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul has written this.
我们可以按照我们自己熟悉的语言来读。
You can read it in whatever language you are familiar with.
哥林多后书一章八节九节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠死里复活的人。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们知道帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。 那在这里呢，我们可以看到哈，刚才他说了一句话，在困难中他自己心里有时候觉得自己是必死的。
So we can see that he said in this affliction sometimes they thought he will definitely die.
那他说了一句话哈，说叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
And he said that so that they will not rely on themselves but on God who raises the dead.
所以这句话的意思说，当我们面临压力的时候，我们要靠主，靠着主来度过这个压力。
It means that when you face difficulties, you don't rely on yourself, but rely on God.
那这就是我们一个经常提到的一个勉励的一个或者说一个标准答案哈。
This is sort of a standard answer to people who are in trouble.
其实如果我们今天的信息就到此结束了，其实也不错哈。
Well,But it wouldn't be a bad ending if we just end the message here today.
但是在过去这些年中，我发现其实弟兄姐妹们对困难中来信靠神这件事情有不同的理解。
And yet I found in my experience that brothers and sisters have different understanding on what it means by relying on God in difficulties.
到底信靠神是什么意思？
What does really mean by relying on God?
可能有不少人认为信靠神就是我们一切顺利，世界从事业上来讲只前不进，只前不退。
And some people may think that relying on God maybe means that everything we experience is smooth.
然后呢，靠着神，我们一切都可以自己扛下来，我们不需要靠别人。
And because of God, we can handle everything ourselves and don't need others' help.
如果我们依靠神的话，我们每天都可以喜乐，我们心中不会感到任何压力。
And if we're relying on God, we'll be joyful every day. We don't have any moments of depression.
大家在座的弟兄姐妹有这样想的吗？
I don't know whether any of you would think that way.
如果是这样的话，在我们心目中哈，保罗他是一个信靠神的榜样，那他的形象呢就应该是这个样子哈。
Well,
Superman.
If that is the way that you think what will be like for someone who's relying on God, then Paul will be someone like Superman.
年轻人们在座的这些年轻人肯定想，可能在说哈 ，Superman is too old。
Well, maybe the youth will think that Superman is outdated, too old.
也许呢，像右上角这个 Iron Man 呢
？Maybe will be like Paul will be like an Iron Man.
或者 Spider-Man.
Or Spider-Man.
那他们心中呢，信靠神，也许呢，他们就可以勇往直前，在所有的困难中，他们可以做到只进不退啊。
And you would think that if you rely on God, you will be able to overcome everything. You would just succeed, always succeed.
他们心中永远都有这种必胜的信念，永远不会软弱。
And you will always have this confidence that they will overpower everything.
我不知道这样的学习对我们有多大的帮助。
I just don't know how helpful that is with such an idea.
因为如果这样的话，我们在困难中，每个人都希望我们自己成为 Superman。
Because if this indeed is the case, then we will be Superman in all cases.
不知道你怎样想哈，但我知道可能绝大多数人都不是 Superman。
I don't know what you think about this, but I know that most of us are not Superman.
对我们绝大多数人来说呢，面临压力的时候，我们心中总有害怕，总有软弱。
To most of us, I believe that when we face difficulties, we have fear, we have worries in our heart.
当我们心中有一个很大的一个挑战的时候，这个压力有时候在我们心中持续在存在，来干扰着我们。
So when we are facing great challenges, a lot of time this pressure within ourselves has keep bothering us.
那如果这样的话，那我们是不是达不到圣经标准？我们心中是不是有这种负罪感
？So if this is the reality within us, so are we missing the target or missing the standard of what the Bible says? Are we guilty of anything?
所以我们今天具体来看一下保罗他依靠神到底是什么意思。
So let's look at what it really means when Paul said he relies on God.
我们刚才提到，他们在保罗和巴拿巴在以哥念遇到迫害的时候，他们逃走了。
So we talk about Paul and Barnabas. They fled Iconium when they had difficulties.
好，大家一起来念一下这段经文哈，在《使徒行传》第十四章，那时外邦人和犹太人并他们的官长一起拥上来，要侮辱使徒，用石头打他们。使徒知道了，就逃往吕高尼的路斯德、特庇两个城和周围地方去，在那里传福音。没错，你看到这个词是逃往。
And yet you see the word fled to.
那这个词和 Superman 的这个形象和超人的形象太不相符了。
And this word is kind of far from this image of a Superman or Spider-Man.
难道保罗和巴拿巴这样属灵的人，他们也有这种害怕，他们也会逃离这样的一个困难的环境吗
？Was it possible people like Paul or Barnabas they are so worried they fled to other places？
但是我们知道，他们其实并没有放弃自己的信仰，他们在信仰上并没有退缩哈，他们只是到其他的地方去继续传福音了。
And yet we know that they didn't give up their faith. They just went to a different place and continued to preach gospel.
但是他们确实是躲，就暂时回避了当时这样一个困难的环境。
And yet indeed, they moved away and to away from the challenges.
在那里啊，在以哥念，从以哥念这个施工工厂来看，他们确实是从这个。宣教的这个工厂上，他们退下来，他们开始脚步变得慢下来了。
And if you look at that from the point of view of Iconium, it seems that they kind of moved away and their steps has slowed down.
其实他们这样做呢，恰恰可以帮助他们能够更深的体会，更多的体会神的心意。
And yet this move of mission field give them the opportunity to experience God, to learn God's will.
在圣经中还有另一位神的仆人也有类似的经历啊。
So there's another servant of God recorded in the Bible that has similar experience.
在列王记上第十九章就记录了先知以利亚的一个经历。
In the First Kings, chapter 19, recorded that Prophet Elijah had the similar experience.
那以利亚当时和450位巴利的先知斗法。
Elijah was confronting 450 prophets of Baal.
以利亚就战胜了这些先知。
And he defeated them.
但是后来当时的王妃耶洗别就要杀他。
And yet the queen at the time, Jezebel, she wanted to kill Elijah.
然后呢，以利亚就非常害怕，然后就开始逃命。
So Elijah was so afraid, so he rose and ran for his life.
是的，圣经当时用了逃命这个词。
And yes, the Bible used the word ran for his life.
他连续逃了四十昼夜，跑到了何烈山。
He ran for 40 days and 40 nights and reached a place called Mount Horeb.
他从以色列最北方一直跑到了南面。
That means he ran from the northern part of Israel all the way down to the south.
但是在山上他就听到了神用微小的声音对他说话。
And yet, on Mount Horeb, he heard the whisper from God.
他就备受鼓舞，然后又回到北面继续服事。
So he was so encouraged and went back to the north and continue to serve God.
那保罗和以利亚都是信神的人。
Both Paul and Elijah, they're God's people.
可是他们在遇到困难的时候，在遇到压力的时候，他们心中呢也有恐惧，也有害怕。
And you can see that even for them, when they face challenges and pressure, they have a fear in their heart.
他们就暂时的回避了。
They try to avoid this challenge.
但是呢，他们的事工呢，看起来就慢下来了。
It seems that their mission has slowed down.
但是也正是如此，正是因为承认他们自己承认他们心中的软弱。
It was just because they admitted their weakness.
不靠自己硬撑下去。
Not relying on themselves.
反而呢，帮助他们更深的能够信靠神。
And it helped them to rely more on God.
所以当今天我们也面临很大压力和磨难的时候，我们是不是也可以慢下来？
So when we are facing challenges and difficulties, can we slow down?
放慢自己的脚步，以至于我们可以听见神的声音。
We can slow down so that we can hear God's voice.
以前呢，我听到过一个弟兄的见证，让我心里很感动。
I heard a testimony from a brother which deeply moved me.
这位弟兄呢，有一次丢了他的工作。
This brother once lost his job.
当时的经济状况不是很好。
It wasn't a great economical environment back then.
就有点像今天一样。
It's sort of like today's situation.
他很快递上了很多的这种工作申请。
So he was working hard, trying to get so many resumes and job applications out.
按照他自己的话说，他能把想到的机会，能找到的机会，他都递上了这样的申请。
So in his word, he has exhausted all the possibilities.
但是呢，都了无音信啊。
And yet he received no response at all.
这时候他对自己就有一个很大的怀疑。
And that made him come to a point that he doubted himself.
他怀疑自己能力是不是有问题，他怀疑以后是不是他应该继续做这个行业。
He was doubting his capability. He was wondering whether he should continue a career in that field.
那毫无疑问，他在信仰上当时也有很大的怀疑，他觉得神是不是还在带领他。
And of course, that will also bring challenges to his faith, and he was wondering whether God was still guiding him.
他就找到了他的牧师，然后跟牧师分享了他这样一个困难。
So he shared his challenges with his pastor.
他以为他的牧师能够鼓励他，跟他说要在这个困难的环境下仍然来信靠神。
Oh, he thought that the pastor will encourage him and saying that we should rely on God to go through this difficulty.
没想到他的牧师跟他说回家，有时间练练吉他吧。
And yet he didn't expect the advice from the pastor was that, well, maybe you should go home and try to learn guitar.
这位弟兄呢，当时就愣住了。
He was so startled.
他说，现在我的首先的目的，我首先要做的事情是找工作，为什么叫我回家弹吉他？
He said, my priority in life at this stage is to find a job. Why am I going to learn guitar?
然后这位牧师呢，就跟他解释 说你现在已经做了你现在要做的事情，你应该让自己放松下来，看神怎样带领你。
So the pastor told him that you have done all you could. Now it's time for you to relax and listen to God's guidance.
那在后来呢，这位牧师也带着这位弟兄一起有很多的查经。
And during that period of time, the pastor led this brother, and they read Bibles.
他们每一周在一起有查经啊。
They read Bible every week.
然后后来过了几个月之后呢？夏天结束了，这位牧师呢要离开教会，到另一个地方。
And a few months passed, the pastor was leaving the church to a different place.
他们就一起祷告。
So they prayed together.
结束祷告结束之后，这位弟兄回到家里啊。
So after the prayer, the brother went home.
他就在邮箱里看到了几个工作 interview 的邮件。
And to his surprise, he found several mail about invitation for interview.
邀请他去面试。
Those are good invitations for interview.
这段经历对这个弟兄来讲是终身难忘的。
And this is an experience that's hard to forget.
人在困难最紧张的时候呢，脑子里想的都是我我我。
So when you are facing difficulties, your mind is focusing on yourself.
我如何来做？我如何努力？如果我失败了，会是什么样？
So how should I deal with this? How can I handle it? What happens if I fail?
但是神却通过这位牧者来提醒这位弟兄哈，要放松自己。
And yet God reminded this brother through the word of the pastor.
更准确讲呢，就是放下自己，然后把自己交给神。
To relax and put down yourself and listen to God's guidance.
把结果交给神，由神来带领。
So that God can lead you.
在也许在座的这些我们的弟兄姐妹，在生活、职场中和侍奉中，我们也面临一些挫折和很大的困难。
So maybe you, our brothers and sisters, you are facing challenges in your life or in your career.
我们鼓励自己呢，勇往直前，永不退缩，这种精神是好的。
And it's good that you encourage yourself to press on.
但是有时候我们没有做到最好，我们心中也有软弱， that's okay.
And sometimes you might not have done your best and you felt weak and frustrated, that's okay.
保罗叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
And Paul told us that rely not on ourselves but on God who raises the dead.
但是神并没有让我们成为 Superman 吧。
And yet God didn't ask us to be Superman.
所以保罗在和巴拿巴在以哥念的这样一个经历对我们也是一个很好的提醒。
So the experience of Paul and Barnabas in Iconium is a good reminder to all of us.
所以失败和挫折总会发生。
We can see a lot of failure, quote unquote failure and frustration.
让我们可以在生活中，在侍奉中可以慢下来。
And these setbacks and make us to slow down.
然后呢，我们可以寻求神的心意，然后来相信神的带领。
So that we can seek God's guidance and trust in God.
可能这才是一个真正一个来信靠神的一个意义。
And this might be the real meaning of relying on God.
Now, I want to say a few words to the youth.
那下面我们会对青少年讲几句话。
Yeah, in these days you are more connected.
在现今这个时代，你们会是更有更多的连接。
You often feel more challenges and pressures.
但是你们也可能经历更多的挑战。
It's okay to feel that way.
你们有这种感觉是没有问题的。
It happens.
这个是正常的。
Yeah, when your body has issue, then you just need to treat it.
当你身体上有问题的时候，你只是需要去医治。
Yeah, just like a flu, a heart issue, you know, stomach issue, you just need to treat it.
如果你是身体上有状况，比如说感冒了或者心脏不好，你只是要去看医生。
So you can also talk to your parents about it.
也可以跟你的父母去讲。
Yeah, you can tell parents.I feel anxious these days.
你可以跟你父母讲你最近有一些忧虑。
And your parents may respond with.
你的父母就会替有一些对你的这个劝告。
You don't.
Yeah, you may tell your parents, I feel anxious, and your parents will say to you, you don't.
你可能跟你的父母讲说，我现在真是很这个很忧虑，但是你父母跟他说不要没有关系。
So you need to prepare yourself to tell your parents your real story.
所以你希望说你们可以愿意跟你的父母讲你们的心里话。
Yeah, and hope your parents will ask you what do you want to do.
希望你的父母会问你说你要怎么样来做呢
？Yeah, don't tell them you want to play League of Legends for 2 more hours every day.
希望你不是跟你的父母说我会打两个小时游戏。
That doesn't work well.
这样的话，其实这个结果并不是很好。
But maybe you can tell your parents that you want to join the running team or like a chess club after school.
没准你会跟你的父母讲说我在课外我会参加一些学生俱乐部。
To help yourself relax.
帮助你自己放松。
Yeah, maybe your parents would agree.
也许你的父母会同意。
Because they might think that you can add this to your resume to help your college application.
没准你的父母会想说啊，去参加这个俱乐部会对你将来申请大学有帮助。
But anyway, my point is when you, these days it's normal to feel pressure, to feel that you are challenged.
我是想告诉你们的是说在当今这个时候你们感到有压力是正常的。
Yeah, talk to your parents, talk to your friends and seek help.
跟你的父母跟你的朋友去讲来寻求他们的帮助。
好，第二点呢，保罗和巴拿巴对我们的启示呢，就是要，不要孤军奋战哈。面对这些困难的时候，不要孤军奋战，而可以选择与同工同行。
So the second point Paul and Barnabas experience showed us is that you don't fight alone. You walk together with your fellow workers.
在哥林多后书第一章呢。这样说哈，你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫我们为许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。那这最后这一句呢？新译本的翻译是，就是借着许多人的代求而得到的。
So in 2 Corinthians, Paul was saying that you also must help us by prayer so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many.
所以通过保罗对我们说的话，我们其实知道在保罗他遇到困难的时候，周围人对他的祷跟他的祷告为他的祷告给他们了很多的帮助。
So from Paul's own words that we know that the prayer fromhis co-workers helped them a lot.
而且不光保罗接受了别人的帮助，保罗在他困难的时候反而去帮助别人。
And we all know that not only Paul received help from others, he would also help others even when he was in challenge.
好，我们一起来读一下这段经文哈，使徒行传14:22-23，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。二人在各教会中建立了长老，又进食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。保罗不仅他自己接受别人的帮助，接受别人的祷告。
Paul not only accept the help and prayers from others.
而且他也积极地去帮助别人和别人分享他们的经历。
He would also help others and share with others his own experience.
他鼓励他们在宣教的过程中要坚固他们的心来恒守他们所信的道。
So he encouraged them to and strengthen their faith in their mission trip.
而且他在这个地区呢建立了非常强的一个团队。
And he established a very strong team in that region.
这个团队呢，后来就出现了像提摩太这样的属灵领袖。
So out of this region came the spiritual leaders like Timothy.
在那对我们来讲，当我们遇到这些压力的时候，遇到挑战的时候，我们是不是也要去寻求帮助呢？
So to us, when we are facing challenges, shall we seek help from others?
在我们过去探访的经历中，我们发现去寻求别人的帮助，实际上是最难跨出的一步。
From my experience of visitation, I found that seeking help from others can be one of the most difficult steps that you will go.
这不光是个人的问题，也是教会文化的问题。
This is not just a problem of individual, but it's a problem with the church culture.
教职长老和我曾经在其他教会接触过一位弟兄。
So, Elder George and I once visited a brother from another church.
这位弟兄呢，在他自己的教会有很多侍奉。
This brother has a lot of serve in the church.
但是他家中有很多问题，他自己在属灵和信仰方面都有很大的挑战。
And yet, he was facing a lot of challenges, both within his family and his faith.
我们就问他说，你们教会的牧长知道你现在的状况吗？
So we asked him, did your pastor know about this?
他说完全不知道。
He said, no, they know nothing about it.
所以我们一方面呢，为这位弟兄感到很担忧。
So we would, on one hand, really worried about this brother.
我们也更担忧这个教会啊。
And yet we're more concerned about that church.
因为有许多，我们可以想象，在任何一个教会都有许多这样需要帮助的弟兄姐妹。
We can imagine that in many churches, in any church, there may be many brothers, many people like this brother.
但是如果一个教会没有这样一个关怀的文化的话，这些弟兄姐妹就没法得到帮助。
If the church doesn't have a culture that care for these brothers, and they will not get help.
所以解决这个问题呢，要从每一个人自我做起。
So how do we handle this? We have to start on ourselves.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，不需要我们像 Superman, 像超人一样自己扛下来。
But when we having troubles, when we face difficulties, we don't need to be like Superman to take care of everything ourselves.
我们可以适当地寻找教会的帮助。
We should seek help from the church.
保罗和巴拿巴给我们第三个启示，就是选择在困难中呢，磨难中，我们要称颂神，而不被压力所吞噬。
So the third point we can learn from Paul and Barnabas' experience is that we need to praise God in our difficulties.
当保罗和巴拿巴宣教结束之后呢，他们回到耶路撒冷。
So at the end of the mission trip, Paul and Barnabas went back to Jerusalem.
他和那里的同工呢有很多分享，分享他们的磨难，也分享他们的喜乐。
So they shared with the co-workers there, the experience in during this mission, whether it's tribulation or the joy.
那他在哥林多后书是这样讲哈，他说他曾救我们，他就是指主，曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。现在仍要救我们，而且我们指望他将来还要救我们。那在这里，在保罗之所以可以分享这样的喜乐，这样并不是一个空穴来风。
So when he was sharing with them, he recorded in 2 Corinthians that he delivered us, that means God delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us.On him, we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. So, Paul was sharing with the brothers and sisters that it's not that in vain that they were hoping this.
他心中有一个盼望，这个盼望是有根据的。
Because he had this hope, and this hope is set on evidence.
因为神曾经救他们脱离极大的死亡的威胁。
Because God had saved them from those deadly peril.
神是大能的，是信实的。
And God is powerful and faithful.
如果神在过去可以救我们，他将来一定也会救我们。
If God helped them in the past, and God will continue to help them in the future.
所以我们在困难当中，虽然我们看不到未来，但是我们未来有盼望。
So in the darkness, in the hardship, even though we don't necessarily see the future, but we do know that God will deliver us.
所以我以前在中文堂跟弟兄姐妹分享的时候，跟大家讲，如果你以前有这种美好的经历，与神的相交的经历，把它写下来。
So I once shared in the Chinese congregation that if you had any experience that God helped you in the past, jot it down.
跟幼师从来没有分享过这一点。
I don't think I've ever shared this with the youth.
你们以后还有很长的路要走。
You still have a long way to go.
Yeah, 所以你们也可以把你们生命中神给你们的恩典把它记录下来。
So I hope that you can jot down God's grace and God's, your experience in God, in your life.
当你们以后遇到困难的时候，你们再回头看这些你们记录下来的恩典。
So when you face difficulties in the future, you can go back and look at what God did in your life in the past.
希望你们可以也可以感受到这样的盼望，这种盼望是有根有基的。
So I just hope that this, hope that you have is based on your experience in God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，不论我们现在正在处于一个什么样的境况。
So brothers and sisters, no matter what situation you are in,
也许呢，我们正在面临很多压力，而且我们正试图在解决一些问题。
It's possible that you're facing hardship and a lot of pressure, and you're working hard to resolve them.
盼望保罗和巴拿巴在他们宣教旅程中的这些经历，他们的信靠神的这样一个方式，对我们有帮助。
I just hope that you can learn from the experience of Paul and Barnabas through their experience in the mission trip.
但大家有可能说他们是宣教啊，我们是生活，这个不一样。
Well, maybe you're saying that this experience of Paul and Barnabas it was during their mission trip. Now we're just living our daily life.
还记得我们上一周讲宣教是生命的一个过程吗？
And yet, remember that we talked about last week that mission is part of our life.
是生命是宣教是生命的体现啊。
A mission is the manifestation of life.
虽然宣教只是一个短短的旅程。
Maybe you think the mission is a short journey.
但是如果我们的一生的目的是荣耀神，所以我们的一生呢，也就是一个很长的一个宣教。
And if you set the goal of your life to glory God, so your whole life is on mission.
换句话讲呢，在我们的一生中，就像宣教一样，我们在这个旅程中不断的认识神，以至于呢，我们可以更多的信靠他，可以荣耀他。
In other words, your whole life is like a mission trip. During this trip, you will learn more and more of God.
大家都知道奇异恩典这首歌对吧
I believe you all know about this song Amazing Grace
那它的作者叫 John Newton、啊
It was written by John Newton
在他生命的末了呢他曾经说过这一句话来总结自己的一生我非常喜欢
At the end of John Newton's life He summarized his life as follows
所以你可以我经常会引用这句话来勉励大家也勉励我自己
So I always often use these words to encourage myself as well as others.
所以这句话它是这样讲啊，虽然我的记忆正在衰退，但是有两件事我记得很清楚。第一，我是个大罪人；第二，基督是伟大的救主。
And he said that although my memories are fading, I remember two things clearly. I am a great sinner, and Christ is great Savior.
所以希望我在我们的一生中我们也能总结我们的一生就是我们是渺小的神是伟大的
And I hope that when we look back our life and we've summarized that come to such a summary that we are trivial and God is great
所以在我们遇到压力遇到困难的时候我们也要好好做去做尽我们的责任
So when we encounter pressure and difficulties we doWhat we can.
更重要的是凡事依靠神。
But most important, we should rely on God.
这不是那种社会上流传的心灵鸡汤啊。
Well, this is not the so-called chicken soup.
那些心灵鸡汤告诉你遇到困难的时候你要不停地挑战自己要突破自己做得更好。
And those advice will tell you that whenever you face difficulties, keep challenging on yourself so you can do better.
所以呢变得非常不现实。
And sometimes it becomes unreal.
那在我们的信仰中呢，我们知道，当我们面对困难的时候呢，不论我们面对什么样的困难，神的恩典都够我们用。
And in our Christian faith, we know that whatever difficulty it is, God's grace is sufficient.
我们靠着神呢，能走过这些困难。
And we can walk through these difficulties.
最重要的是我们在其中就见证了神的恩典。
And what's more important, we witness God in these difficulties.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
好。